flying over a vast, thick carpet of trees. Sherwood Forest. Looking up at the sky through leafy, verdant branches, then the leaves fall and the ground's covered in the crisp bronze colours of autumn. Robin lies amongst them on his back, his arms and legs spread out, an arrow through his eye. A group of travellers stands on the path, some way away from him. One of them, dressed in black, approaches Robin carefully, studies him, and kicks his leg.
Gone to meet his maker.
A tall, elegant blonde woman wearing a black dress dismounts from her horse.
Get rid of him.
Just seeing if he's got a purse.
Robin opens his eyes.
I'll show you my purse if you show me yours.
He kicks the man between the legs, pulls the fake arrow from his eye, and stands up. His gang appear around him.
This is an ambush!
You don't say.
This is how it goes.
There's poor people going hungry. You tell us what you've got.
Be honest with us.
And we take 1/10.
So the poor can eat.
Lie or resist.
And we take it all.
So what's it gonna be?
Later, Alan removes a ring from the woman's finger, while Much takes a knife from one of her men. Robin notices a large pinkish trunk with four small holes in the top and goes over to it.
Well, what have we got here?
My babies.
Get them!
The outriders attack. Two take on Little John and knock him to the floor, while Alan's surprised when a man pulls some martial arts moves. The outriders throw their knives at John, but he bats them away with his staff.
I don't want to hurt you.
How chivalrous.
She kicks Robin between the legs, then an outrider grabs Jack.
I've got the girl! Time to disappear! My gang, this way!
Jack gets free.
The woman you'll find.
Robin's gang run away and climb a short but steep slope with the travellers in hot pursuit. But by the time the pursuers have reached the top, the gang's completely disappeared. Only a small, deserted, leaf-strewn hill runs between two large rocks.
Where did they go?
Gone to meet their makers. Take me to Nottingham. Idiots!
The travellers go, and a large trapdoor under the leaves springs open. Robin steps out, looks around gleefully, and the rest of the gang appear behind him.
Come on.
They come out and stand by the entrance.
Great work, Will.
Oh, there's nothing.
Nothing? Genius! I love our camp!
Deep in the heart of England lives a legend. Robin Hood. Jonas Armstrong, Lucy Griffiths, Richard Armitage, and Keith Allen. Gordon Kennedy, Sam Troughton, Joe Armstrong, Harry Lloyd, Anjali Jay. Written by Dominic Mingella. Sisterhood. Nottingham Castle. Nighttime, and Gisborne's in the war room, a tall circular chamber with a 3D map of the forest in it.
Tell me, you would rather have a woman, Gisborne?
Pardon?
Tell me you would rather have a woman than all this power. We are so close.
Indeed.
Talking of our lady leper friends, time to go and get the pretty one and her daddy.
Edward and Marion. If they resist, shall I use force?
Get up to speed, Gisborne. Use force anyway.
The outlaws' camp.
How are you doing, Alan?
Could have been nasty.
Mm. Those men were well trained.
Woman wasn't bad. Nearly had you for a minute there.
No, I doubt that. What's that?
Boss lady's ring.
It's a small hawk.
Hang on. That's the sheriff's insignia.
So what?
Well, what? We robbed a friend of the sheriff.
Just more than a friend if she shares the sheriff's insignia.
Robin looks up at the stormy sky. The blonde woman walks behind the sheriff in the war room. He senses her and turns round.
Oh, the glamorous one.
The successful one.
So how was your journey?
I ran into an old friend of yours.
Heard. He didn't hurt your babies.
No. But I do want him caught.
Don't worry. Everything's in place. Tomorrow, when our friends gather, they gather to watch her die.
The plan is...
The whole garrison, 500 men.
Men is good. But a woman is better.
Knighton Hall. Edward's eating when a hooded figure climbs in through a window. It's Marion, and she removes the cloths from her face while Robin watches.
And that's all I'm taking off until you go away.
You're a spoil sport, Marion. What do you make of this?
The sheriff's insignia.
We took it off a woman on the way to Nottingham today. And she had men, and they were well-trained. It was like a military unit. And she's been granted the sheriff's insignia.
What does that mean?
Well, I don't know. I was hoping you and your father might know.
I get the feeling we're not too welcome in the corridors of power.
Good. Come and join my gang.
In your dreams.
Wait. Listen.
He kisses her.
Did you hear it?
What?
That kiss spoke volumes.
Did it? What did it say?
It said, Marion wants to come and join your gang.
Really? That's not what I heard. What I heard was a little voice saying, abandon your home. Abandon your father, give up any hope of a normal life, and take up arms with a man who thinks resistance is about showing off with a bow.
That's not fair.
And to do what? To wait for a king who, let's face it, may or may not make it home. What?
See, I've been thinking about it then.
They go to the window and see Gisborne and his men arriving at the house.
Sir Edward! Marion! Out now!
He kicks the door in.
Sir Guy!
Hold him!
I'm gonna kill him.
Shoot first, think later.
I will not allow this!
Do you want my father killed?
Marion!
Look, if you respect me, you do nothing.
Come down now, or I will torch your house!
Answer do you me. Respect me?
Don't keep me waiting!
I respect you.
You come when I say!
Father!
I am unhurt.
What do you want?
You come into the castle. Sheriff wants you where he can see you.
No, we're not. My father is frail. Release him!
You do not tell me what to do! Burn the house!
Guy, no! No! Please, Sir Guy.
Better.
Sir Guy.
Beg.
Sir Guy. Please, I beg you.
Much better.
He takes a torch from his soldier.
But still not good enough.
No! No! Don't move me up! No! No!
The house begins to burn as Edward and Marion are taken outside, where Robin's waiting with his bow and arrow.
Guard, to the castle! Move in!
Marion sees him and shakes her head.
Move out!
They're led away by the soldiers as the house burns behind them, lighting up the night. Nottingham Town. Robin and Much are in disguise.
Something's up. That is proper lockdown. Can't just be for Edward and Marion.
Three guards stand outside the gates. Then three horse riders enter, their heads covered, long black capes flowing behind them, and go to the gate.
Who is that?
One wears the same ring as the woman.
Oh, why don't you just knock on the door and ask the sheriff? Well, we're not going to find out much standing around here all morning, are we?
What do you recommend?
The gates open for the riders.
Since you ask, I was going to go to the tavern. Some new tricks I want to try out. Here, look at this. Three cups, right?
Come on.
No, no, come on. Robin, this is lovely, honest.
Since when have we been tavern tricksters, Alan?
If you're going to get all funny about Marion, why'd you let Gisborne grab her in the first place?
Be careful.
Edward and Marion are shown into the sheriff's room.
Ah, the sanctimonious old fart. And her father. I gather you've been careless with your wood fire.
You know full well that is not the case.
Tell me, whose side are you on, mine or King Richard's? The real world, the old world.
Yours.
Come along. We both know that's not true, don't we?
I believe in justice. I believe in the rights of a free man.
Who cares what you believe in? I have a plan, and I will not tolerate dissent. So, you are under house arrest here in the castle until I can find some use for you.
Lord Sheriff, I must protest.
You must.
My father is unwell. He must be allowed
One more word out of you, Missy, and your father will never be unwell again.
My lord, another one of our friends has arrived.
Good.
Guy. Please. The castle is no place for an old man.
You think you can humiliate a man at the altar? A man like me, and get away with it? You're wrong.
In the town.
Marion's in there.
Yeah, she's probably having cakes and ale with the sheriff.
You just don't get it, do you?
No, I don't get anything, that's what I'm saying. You know, we risk our lives to get money, then we give all of it away. What's that about? I'm not being funny, we should get something. If we don't get anything, we're gonna get weak. We'll get demoralized, then how are we gonna help the poor?
You're not weak.
No, but I might get weak. Anyway, it doesn't matter to you.
Why?
You've always been weak.
Very funny. Funny. You know, why don't you just...
What am I just what?
Why don't you just jigger off?
Jigger off?
You what? What does that mean, jigger?
You know what it means.
All right.
What? Where are you going?
Master!
Just let him go.
He needs to cool off. We've forgotten about the poor today. We said we'd be here to hand out.
Well, the sheriff's not forgotten about them.
Look at that poor woman. Can't let a day go by without trying to humiliate one of them.
For now, we'll try the West Gate. Come on.
They go off, leaving the woman who's tied to a post in the middle of the market. Meanwhile, Alan walks through the street and glances up at an inn. He goes inside and sees a man sitting on his own in the corner.
All right. Just had your wages.
What's it to you?
I thought you might fancy doubling your money.
He holds up the cups. Robin and Much are hiding.
There's another one. I know that man. Foster of Rotherham.
Who is he?
He's a schemer. And he's nasty, and he's an enemy of the king. The day Foster and the Sheriff get together is a black day for England, and if all those visitors are the same, then... Go back to the camp and tell the others to get ready, and tell them the castle is locked down, and tell Will to think of a way to get over that wall.
Where are you going?
Well, if we get in, we'll need uniforms.
Much leaves, and Robin goes in a different direction. Later, three soldiers are walking down the street when Robin grabs the last of them.
No offense! I need a uniform!
I'm not being funny. It costs me money every time.
Someone picks a cup.
Oh, shame, shame. Thank you very much.
Another man has a go.
Oh, unlucky, unlucky. Another go, have another go.
Robin watches the tied woman in the market. Alan still going.
Oh, unlucky.
He doesn't notice everyone going.
Fancy a bet, mate?
Gisborne sits down.
Gotcha.
Robin walks past the tied woman.
This is the sheriff's work.
Just go away. Look, I don't want any sympathy and I don't want any manky food thrown at me, so unless you've got a better idea, go away.
Well, how about I rescue you?
No thanks.
I am Robin Hood.
Really? No thanks. I'm taking the punishment for my children. They were caught stealing scraps from the castle kitchens. Go on, shoo! I've got to stay, or they get it. It's just for a day, so do me a favor and get lost.
If you and your children need extra food, my men and I can help. Every few days, we bring those in need a little food and money. I can add you to our list, if you give me your name.
What, you think because you've given me a coin, I'm gonna tell you my name?
I have to go. You don't have to give me your name. Just be in the market on Thursdays. My men will find you.
Hey!
He turns and comes back.
Rose. My name's Rose. Thank you.
She smiles. The same children she said were hers enter a room in the castle.
Excellent, my tiny tricksters.
Where's Gisborne? Tell Gisborne it's showtime! Good. Very good.
What? 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 What do you want?
Alan gets the prisoner away from him. Gisborne comes down to the dungeon and walks up to the bars.
So tell me, where are your friends?
What are you talking about? Oh, not this again. You think I'm one of Robin Hood's men, don't you? One who looks like me. What's his name? Alan, right? No, my name's Tom. Tom!
Another prisoner's taken past the cell.
Don't insult me. What's happened? Robin Hood kick you out, hmm? Tricking working men in taverns doesn't sound very Robin Hood to me.
I told you, I don't know Robin Hood.
Show me some respect, and maybe we can talk about a deal.
It's a guy. Sheriff says it's showtime.
Torture him.
Hang on. Hang on, I admit, all right? I'm Alan Adale.
Too late.
Come on, a deal! You said a deal!
Too late, not even anymore.
Outside, the executioner's sharpening his axe when the castle gates open and the sheriff walks out with the two children, being escorted by guards. They stand next to Rose. Marion tries to follow but is blocked. The sheriff addresses the gathered crowd.
People. My dear people. These two young scallywags here think because they are children, they can escape justice. They have committed a crime. One of my men saw fit to take pity on them and their mother and allowed her to take a punishment for them. Very generous, misguided.
They must lose a hand. It is the law.
No, no, my children, no!
Ah, motherly compassion. Sweet, charming. Bring out the equipment.
Please, my children, they meant no harm. Please don't take their hands, please.
Shut up! Come along, chop chop.
They lock the children's wrists on the block.
I, Vasey, Sheriff of Nottingham, hereby pronounce sentence on little tiny Billy and tiny little Jane, blah 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 blah. Chop off their hands!
Somebody save my children!
Robin's on the roof and sends two arrows into the block.
Touch those children and there's an arrow here for you, Sheriff!
Do it!
He hits the axe, then severs Rose's ropes.
Rose! Children! Run!
They can't! Help!
No, Robin, don't go down.
Robin scales down the building on a rope. He fights his way past the guards.
The locks! Quickly! Now!
Some of the crowd take off disguises, revealing themselves to be the sheriff's guards. They pull their swords and completely surround Robin, so that he has no chance of escape. Marion can only watch in dismay.
Clever. Very, very clever.
Put down your weapon, Hood.
So, tell me, are these even your children?
Children? Boo. Now, you show me your face, and I'll show you mine.
She starts pulling skin off her nose and face. Then takes out some false teeth, removes her wig, and it's the blonde woman from the forest.
Did I tell you I had a sister, Hood?
The sheriff stands looking out through the bars of a dark room. He turns and spreads his arms.
My friends.
Caped men sit down around the room.
Our time has come. King Richard is marching on Jerusalem. By the time the year is out, he will be home. So, Operation Charmat must move to the next phase. Mobilize your men. Bring me your bids for funding. We must be ready. Wherever King Richard lands on English soil, we must be there to greet him, to embrace him. The king is dead. Long live the king. So, meanwhile, today's entertainment. My friends, allow me to introduce, from high lord to low criminal, from noble to nothing, from rank to skank, from hero to zero.
He's hanging from the ceiling.
Robin Hood. Welcome to my new chamber, Hood. We are the Black Knights.
Why so coy, Vasey?
Why not call yourselves the traitors? And Operation Sharma? Why not call it Checkmate? Or better still, Kill the King.
Oh, very good. He knows his Persian. Very clever.
The taxes. The money you've raised.
What did you think? Did you think I was going to buy myself a new rug? You don't know me at all, Hood.
Myself and my friends, we have no interest in money. It's for an army of mercenaries.
We want power. Between us, we will run the New England. We are the New England.
Well, then, God help us.
Yes, well, God is the only one that can help you now. Shame. Because I really rather enjoyed our little skirmishes. Davina.
The blonde woman walks up, smiling. A troop of guards remove a large trap door below Robin to reveal a deep pit filled with writhing snakes.
My babies.
Robin hangs above them, sweating and scared.
death by Fangy.
Elsewhere in the castle, Alan's been tied to a post and his top removed.
Listen, we can sort this out shortly. How about a little bet, eh? You a betting man? How about a little wager?
The torturer hits him in the face.
That's no, by the way.
The sheriff stands next to a rope pulley system.
Inch by inch, Hurd, you'll be lowered to your death.
He pulls out a wooden wedge, and Robin drops a couple of feet towards the snake pit.
My friend Sir Guy would like to ask you a question before we say goodbye.
Tell me, Hurd. Who is the Night Watchman?
I don't know, Gisborne. But I do know I'll kiss him when I see him for stealing from you. And for showing it's not just me. You see, there are people like me and the Night Watchman all over England who will stand up for justice.
Gisborne hits him with his bow.
Look at you. And in life you play, you threw it away.
For what? So you're going to be king of the paupers?
Marion's in the passageway.
Do you think they'd love you? Did you think they'd know your name?
Trust me. You're not dead yet and they've forgotten you already.
She puts on a disguise and makes her way to the door, taking out both the guards with a couple of hefty kicks to the stomach and head. Gisborne looks through the keyhole.
The Night Watchman.
What?
He takes the keys to open the door, but stops outside when he sees both the guards lying on the floor and the passageway empty. Gisborne walks along it, but Marion's hanging from the ceiling and drops down behind him. She looks in and sees Robin, then runs.
The Night Watchman, get after him!
A double execution. Very good.
The sheriff goes out to follow the chase, while Davina stays in the room with Robin. Outside, Marion seems to have vanished. Then Gisborne briefly glimpses her.
My friends, I suggest you retire to your quarters and we reconvene tonight.
They all leave, and Robin drops another few feet. Then Davina puts the wedge back into the pulley to stop it.
Thank you.
So, handsome. I almost regret tricking you now. A clue. No.
Gisborne and his men stop in the passageway. Then he looks up, and there's Marion, sitting on a rafter above them, still in disguise. He holds up a thin metal object.
Remember this, Night Watchman.
Marion does a backflip and lands on the floor. The guards grab her.
Take off your mask. I want to see your face when you die.
She kicks the object out of his hand, then does another backflip to get out of the guard's grip. She takes them down, but the sheriff's behind her.
Mistake, my friend. You should have run when you had the chance.
She punches him, and two more guards approach with their swords drawn. So she jumps down into the courtyard.
Help, you idiot! Gasman! Gasman!
Don't worry. He's mine.
Oh, what's the matter? Does nobody love you? That's your real weakness, isn't it? You need people to love you.
It's better than needing reptiles to love you.
My brother loves me.
Like I said.
She goes and takes the wedge out of the pulley again, and Robin drops a few more feet.
Looks like you're gonna die without an audience, Hood.
The pulley drops again. Robin sees a stand near the wall with a collection of spears in it and smiles. Marion runs across the courtyard but is cut off by two guards. She turns and Gisborne's behind her. He attacks her, but she ducks out of the way of his sword and knocks him over. Robin's got himself swinging and eventually reaches the stand, which he knocks over so all the spears fall out. One of them lands across the pit and he's able to stand on it. His bow also falls out. Marion runs back inside.
What's he doing? Why isn't he running away?
He's created a distraction!
Gisborne goes after her. Robin standing on the spear, but loses his balance. He manages to keep his knees over the weapon, but his head hangs back into the pit near the snakes. Robin tries desperately to wrap a foot or leg around the rope as he drops ever lower. Marion runs along the battlements and right to the top of a castle turret.
You're wasting your time, my friend! Robin Hood is already dead!
She turns and drops into the street below. All Robin's weight is on the spear and it snaps, but one end flicks his bow up into the air and he manages to catch it on its way down. Marion runs into a village and takes off her mask. She starts to cry. Using his bow, Robin fires the sharp end of the spear into the pulley, wedging it and preventing him from sinking any lower. With his remaining strength, he pulls himself up out of the pit and rolls onto the floor. Davina's been watching from the shadows and smiles. She goes to Robin as he lies by the edge of the pit and stands with her foot on him.
Impressive. What were you thinking you would do if you did escape? Between us, we have 10,000 men. What was your plan, Were you going to save England single-handed?
Not single-handed. There's 5 or 6 of us.
Robin throws Davina over himself and into the pit. She lands on her back, and the snakes slowly glide around and towards her.
Get me out!
Robin cuts his ropes.
Get me out!
He grabs his bow and offers her the end so he can pull her up. The sheriff comes in.
Help! Get me out!
Davina!
Brother!
What have you done? Could you get my sister out of there right now?
Don't make any sense!
It bites.
Movement. Get her out!
They pull her out of the pit.
There must be a cure. Some medicine.
No.
Sheriff!
Give me one good reason why I shouldn't kill you now and put an end to your treason.
Shut up, Hood.
Then you die with your sister.
You haven't told him, have you? Prince John has made the sheriff a promise. If my brother should die an unnatural death, then the county of Nottingham and everything in it shall be obliterated. Every town and village will be burnt. Every man, every woman, and every innocent little child. On your conscience, pretty boy.
Robin lowers his bow and leaves.
How long? Don't die. You're strong. You're my strong sister.
I'm not strong. was being you. So you'd notice me. So you'd love me.
The sheriff closes Davina's eyes as Gisborne and the guards run in and see what's happened.
I want him dead. Gisborne, whatever it takes, I want him dead.
He lets his face fall against hers. Nottingham Town. Marion comes out of a hut wearing a dress and walks forward as Robin appears from behind some washing.
Robin!
Who died?
You did. The sheriff said you were dead.
The sheriff. The sheriff is plotting to kill the king with his friends, the Black Knights. They're already dividing England between themselves. You can't go back into the castle.
We must get word to the king. Nottingham is not safe.
It's not just Nottingham. The Black Knights. The Black Knights, they're everywhere. They're taxing the poor of England to pay for an army of mercenaries.
Oh, we must stop them. I must go back to the castle.
It's too dangerous.
Robin, having a spy on the inside when there's a coup being plotted is useful.
No, for once, just listen to me.
And my father is in there. Robin, I have to go back.
Marion, I can't protect you in the castle.
2 minutes ago, I thought you were dead, and I would have given anything for another chance to be with you.
Well, then take that chance and come with me.
Listen.
What?
A little voice saying yes. When the king is home, safe.
Robin watches helplessly as she walks away. Later, he's in town when Gisborne stops him.
Hood, you left without saying goodbye.
Armed guards surround him again.
Take aim.
They draw back their bows.
What? No more public humiliation, Gisborne, eh? No more beating and berating.
The sheriff doesn't want to say goodbye either. He just wants you dead now.
Robin looks round at them.
See you on the dark side.
Shoot him!
Mutch runs forward and stops the arrows with a shield.
So it's good night from me!
And good night from him!
Guards!
What?
Pepper! Ouch!
You see, Gisborne? That's why I didn't say goodbye. Because I didn't want to see you cry.
Time to disappear?
Yeah. I'm going this way. Come on!
Robin gives Gisborne one last kick before they run off. In the dungeon.
But having fun.
Alan still tied to a post.
Hood was here, did you know? Didn't try and rescue you. So, I was thinking. One chance to live.
I'm not hoping you kill Robin. Not hoping you kill anyone.
Yeah, I respect you for that. So let's look at this another way, shall we? An exchange, as we go along. A little information, a little money, a conversation.
What sort of conversation?
Oh, a harmless one. If I need extra guards on a building, you let me know. If I need to reroute a convoy, that sort of conversation. I am not robbed. Robin is not killed. You'll be doing us both a service. You and I, we're the ones who make our supposed betters look good. And they take us for granted. But what happens when they move on? Then it's our turn. You want to help the poor? Help yourself first. Make provision for the future. You will never be named. You'll never be implicated. This is just between you and me. You be my eyes and my ears. And then when all this is over, you will have money and position. And you can help the poor to your heart's content.
Alan closes his eyes and rests his head back against the post. In the camp.
Well, it's not the end of the world, is it? I mean, Marion's all right, basically, and we've got a camp.
Much. The Sheriff and the Black Knights are going to kill the King. Take over England.
Oh, true. It is the end of the world. Well, if we have learned one thing today, it's that you're never going to Nottingham alone again, ever. Because if you had died, especially now...
If I had died today, Much, or if I died tomorrow, you would carry on without me.
How? We are Robin Hood's men.
No, you are Robin Hood.
What?
You are Robin Hood. And you are, all of you.
We're not, though, are we?
Listen to me. Listen. We are not just six outlaws in the forest. We are the spirit of England, and that is Robin Hood. And that, lads, that is this country's only hope.
Alan's come back.
We are Robin Hood. Come on.
Hey up, lads.
What happened to you?
Oh, trick one punter too many. Oh, I could have told you.
We are Robin Hood.
What?
Just say it.
We are Robin Hood!
Alan's cloak falls back to reveal a bag of money, which he quickly covers. Next time.
They're expecting a visitor today. He's a gambler.
We will extend the count every courtesy, and then we shall take every penny that he's got.
Stop. How did Robin Hood find out about the strong room?
Robin, please be careful.
England needs me.
England needs us.
And I need you.
Men are so obvious.
Max, don't touch that!
And our next target is to win a fortune. Dale's back with In It to Win It in just a moment. Check out an exclusive video interview with Robin, played by Jonas Armstrong, bbc.co.uk/Robin Hood. And there's no need for arrows. Nathan's getting the bullets from Harry in Casualty at 9:05 here on BBC One.